A Queensland health service has described the crash tackle of a mental health patient by security guards as an accident. Footage obtained by the ABC's National Investigative Unit shows Tony Bircher being tackled to the ground at Logan Hospital in May. Her head hit the doorframe of a lift and split open, needing three staples. But the acting head of the Area Health Service says an internal investigation found it to be an accident. George Roberts reports.
It had already been a rough day for Tony Bircher and her husband Robert Cowling.
She actually tried to take her own life that day. There had been a build-up of issues over the last few months, and she tried to take her own life.
Luckily, he found her.
Resuscitated her, rang 000, and we ended up at the hospital.
But at Logan Hospital, Mr. Cowling grew concerned.
I wasn't very happy with what was going on in that resuscitation room.
He says staff questioned Ms. Bircher about how she'd tried to kill herself.
I knew that was wrong. I wanted to get her out of there. The staff were stressing her out. I knew it. I wanted to take her to the QE2 where I knew that she'd be treated better.
He says someone called for security to stop her. The security camera footage shows a hospital guard running towards the couple. The guard sidesteps Mr. Cowling and charges Ms. Bircher, tackling her and slamming her into the edge of a lift doorway. Mr. Cowling attempted to go to his wife's aid, but the footage shows him being overpowered, pulled away, and pinned down by another security guard.
This was the worst thing, to be held on the ground like that while your wife is screaming and you can see that she's bleeding and no one's assisting. And you're looking at people and they're smiling and laughing at you. That's not good.
The impact left a gash in Ms. Birch's head, which had to be stapled, and the blow left her dazed.
I was told I was tripped and fell. Normally when someone trips and falls, they're helped from the ground or they're kept in a position and cared and comforted, not left screaming for help, which then turns to begging. In the end, I was begging for help in a hospital.
Mr. Cowling again.
One of the guys that was holding me down actually told the nurses to go away, to leave.
The hospital comes under the authority of Queensland's Metro South Health. Its acting CEO is Robert Macquay-Jones.
Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge on behalf of Metro South Health our regret for the incident and apologise to the couple.
He says the hospital's own investigation found it was an accident and the security company was involved in reviewing the incident.
I'm not privy to whether there's been any disciplinary action. I wouldn't expect so given the accidental nature of what happened.
Queensland's opposition health spokesman is John Paul Langbrook.
There needs to be some sort of acknowledgement by the government and the local health service that they have something to answer for. It's not really good enough to just sweep this under the carpet and say, there's nothing to see here, please move on.
The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says she expects hospital security to treat people with respect.
Police, I understand, have said that they are not going to be pursuing that issue due to their investigations. And as I said, there are some other extenuating circumstances that I would prefer the health professionals to address in their capacity, having full knowledge of the circumstances.
Robert Macquay-Jones again.
Look, I don't really want to get into the specifics of the incident itself other than to express our regret and reiterate that we're quite comfortable with the approach and response to it.
The couple has complained to the Health Ombudsman.
George Roberts reporting.